Time for the KSL In-Depth. Game one of the World Series is tonight. It features two teams that have not been in this position for decades.
Joining us live from Chicago is ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. I can't imagine what people are feeling there in Chicago, Ryan.
Well, right now, some of them are trying to sober up a little bit. $1.08 Budweiser's being sold at Harry Carey's restaurant as people get ready for this. And I guess you have to, while a lot of people are saying, oh, boy, you got to get to work, you know, this team hasn't been in this spot in 100 and, well, I take that back. They were last in the World Series in 1945. They have not won a World Series, that is Chicago, the Cubs, since 1908. And so a lot of people dealing with a lot of different emotions at this time. They don't really know how to respond, so a lot of them hitting Harry Carey's at 5 o'clock in the morning to try to get their day going, I guess.
You have a lot of people, Ryan, who are saying, hey, even winning the pennant is good. When you can win the National League pennant, that's a good thing, but you know, you don't become a baseball player to win the pennant. You become a player to win the World Series, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of tears flowing, obviously, Saturday night when the Cubs knocked off the Dodgers, because it was 71 years since the last time the Cubs made the World Series and won the pennant, but now it's time to get serious, exactly like you pointed out. I mean, you've gotten this far. You need to finish the job. And the Cubs will be sending John Lester to the mounds against Corey Kluber. So John Lester, 3-0 career in the World Series, of course, had that great run with the Boston Red Sox, and Corey Kluber, a Cy Young Award winner who has an ERA under one right now in the playoffs. So should be a fantastic matchup as far as Cleveland goes. They've absolutely steamrolled the American League in the playoffs thus far. So you got the best team in baseball as far as the regular season goes against a team that has really surged and become hot late on here in the playoffs, and this should be just an absolutely remarkable series that starts off in Cleveland tonight.
What do you do when you have a Cinderella story on both sides?
You know, you hope for the best. Obviously, there are going to be a number of stories that go along with this series on both sides. I mean, here in Chicago, there's a 96-year-old trying to get in to the World Series when it shifts back to Chicago. He was at the 1932 World Series, the 1945 World Series. Great stories here in Chicago about, you know, people watching the games with their grandparents and their parents not being able to see this moment, not living to this point. And you've got the exact same story going on in Cleveland right now. They've been without a World Series title since 1948. They were in the World Series in 1997, but did not win that World Series. So, you know, the storylines between these two cities, just incredible. You know, with the time and the distance and the sacrifices made by not only the players but the fans getting to this point.
And hopefully somebody buys that 96-year-old a ticket, because ticket prices are insane.
There is a GoFundMe page right now. They're trying to get up to $3,000. Yeah, I can tell you that at Wrigley Field, to get into games 3, 4, or 5, just to get in the door with a standing room only ticket, $3,000 right now. In Cleveland, about $1,500. So people are willing to pay up quite a pretty penny to get into something that you know, is generational at this point. I mean, most people can say that they were not alive the last time these teams were in this spot.